The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. I'm kicking off a multi-part series this week concerning various monsters from Marvel Comics. Because while it's easy to focus on its various superheroes and more traditional villains, the Marvel Universe is also exceedingly rich with monsters, unleashed from the imaginations of numerous talented artists, writers, and dreamers. While I'll get to some really well-known entries, I'd like to begin in more obscure territory with a pair of rather different mummies. First up is Nakantu, the living mummy, created by Steve Gerber and Rich Buckler for Supernatural Thrillers back in 1973. The story goes that Nakantu was a North African tribesman who, after capture by the Egyptians, led a revolt, but was ultimately embalmed alive and sealed in a tomb by an evil priest. 3,000 years later, he awakens in modern times, first as a rampaging monster and ultimately as a monstrous hero who fights alongside the likes of Morbius the Living Vampire, Werewolf by Night, Man-Thing, and others as part of the Legion of Monsters. In addition to his mystic senses, the living mummy also boasts incredible strength, which isn't surprising given that Marvel.com lists him at a height of 7'6", or about 232 centimeters. That's 2 inches taller than Andre the Giant's build height. You might guess, then, that Nakantu the Living Mummy is the tallest mummy in the Marvel Universe, and you would be dead wrong. Allow me to introduce you to Gamdola, who, like Nakantu, looks like your standard bandage-wrapped undead horror movie mummy, only he's roughly the size of King Kong. Yes, Gamdola is a true giant mummy. He first rampaged in the pages of Journey into Mystery back in 1960 and is credited by Marvel.com to the legendary Jack Kirby and Dick Ayers. One of the books I source for this series is Monsters, Creatures of the Marvel Universe Explored by Kelly Knox. Knox lists Gamdola at a height of up to 60 feet or 18 meters and describes his awakening in a modern Egyptian museum, his subsequent rampage, his pursuit by Interpol, his worship by cultists, and eventually his battles with the Fantastic Four. The secret to his great size, however, is that he's not a mummified human, but an evil robot from another planet that terrorized ancient Egypt before being deactivated and stuck away in a tomb. Like a lot of classic Kirby monsters, Gamdola isn't only big and physically powerful, he also has other crazy powers like levitation and telekinesis. So at this point, you might be wondering, fine, given all of this, exactly how tall is the tallest mummy actually unearthed in real life? The answer would seem to be 3rd Dynasty Pharaoh Sonnakut during the 3rd millennium BCE. By today's height standards, and certainly by Marvel Comics standards, he wasn't too terribly tall, only 187 centimeters, or about 6'1.5". But for the time period, based on what we know from skeletal evidence, he was considerably taller than average. As discussed in the 2017 paper, Oldest Case of Gigantism, Assessment of the Alleged Remains of Sonnakut, King of Ancient Egypt, published in The Lancet, he is still the oldest known paleopathological case of gigantism. The authors, Galassi et al., indicate that skull measurements, photos, bone data, and other measurements suggest gigantism, and possibly acromegaly in the facial features, though regressed through age. In analysis of his physical and royal stature, the authors write the following. Quote, "The fact that he was buried with honors in an elite mastaba tomb after reaching adulthood suggests that gigantism at the time was probably not associated with social margination. While short people were much preferred in ancient Egypt, especially in the early dynastic period, we have no records that very tall people had any special social preference or disadvantage. Sonneket was originally unearthed in 1901, so it seems possible that his discovery and subsequent writings about his discovery, or treatments of this general theme in other works, might have influenced the creation of these two marble mummies. But I couldn't find any definitive mention of it. And we also have to consider the influence of things like the widespread hoax of the Cardiff giant, mixed with just a little good old-fashioned mummy mania." Now, to come back to Nakhantu the Living Mummy and Gomdala, I have to point out that as far as I can tell, these two never faced off against each other. Comic fans, if I'm wrong, please write in and let me know. Also, to date, neither mummy has crossed over into the MCU or other Marvel movies, but we can only imagine that they are both out there waiting, sleeping, anticipating their release. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week, and there will be more Marvel monsters in the weeks to follow. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.